Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney heads to New York City today to host a fundraiser, fresh off his five-state primary sweep yesterday. The former governor cruised to victory in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New York. When he declared victory in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, Romney took aim not at his GOP rivals, but at the current occupant of the White House.
What do we have to show for 3.5 years of President Obama? Is it easier to make ends meet? Is it easier to sell your home or buy a new one? Have you saved what you needed for retirement? Are you making more at your job? Do you have a better chance to get a better job? Are you paying less at the pump?
Mitt Romney went on to characterize President Obama's re-election campaign as one of diversions, distractions, and distortions. It's being viewed as the kickoff of the general election campaign. For a look at why he chose to do so in New Hampshire, we're joined this morning by Romney's senior advisor there, Jim Merrill. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Mitt Romney spoke in New Hampshire last night, not one of the states where he scored wins yesterday. Of course, New Hampshire voted in the first of the nation primary much earlier this year. A sign of New Hampshire's importance to Mitt Romney as a battleground state as the fall campaign approaches?
Well, I think that's fair to say. We know New Hampshire will be a swing state this fall. It's a battleground state. But it's also important in this sense. If you recall, we kicked off our primary campaign in New Hampshire last June at the Scammon Farm in Stratham. And this long primary process has brought us to last night. And so, in a sense, we thought it was an appropriate way to bring this first phase of the campaign full circle and look ahead to the general election in a key battleground state like New Hampshire. We're really looking forward to it.
How important are New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes to Mitt Romney this fall?
Well, I think they're very important, much like a number of other states throughout the country. New Hampshire is a state that has voted Republican in the presidential election previously. New Hampshire is a state where Governor Romney scored a decisive victory just a few months ago in the First in the Nation primary, winning among all demographics, all ideologies of the party, moderate, conservative, independent, Tea Party. I think Governor Romney has demonstrated that he can win in New Hampshire, and his unique message of focusing on jobs and the economy and his record of achievement, I think, really appeals to voters in New Hampshire who typically vote their pocketbooks, vote on the economy, and are looking for someone to bring fiscal sanity to Washington. And so I think we have a really strong opportunity to make that case to Granite Staters up here.
He beat his Republican opponents earlier this year in the GOP primary, as you've just pointed out. But according to a new poll by WMUR-TV Channel 9 in Manchester and the University of New Hampshire, President Obama leads Romney by 51% to 42% in New Hampshire. So how big a challenge is it for Mitt Romney to overcome that poll by the time November rolls around?
Well, as we all know, polls are snapshots in time, and the poll is an early April poll, and it may or may not reflect the mood of the people, depending on whether you believe the poll or not. But we're just coming out of a long primary process here, and we're going to be plenty of opportunities to come to New Hampshire to take our message to the voters, which we intend to do early, often, and aggressively, and make the case. And so I expect there to be a very competitive race up here. Make no mistake, President Obama won New Hampshire in 2008. And so, much like we said in the primary campaign, we're going to have to earn it every day, vote by vote, town by town. That's what we intend to do. We're not going to cede 1 inch to them up here. We're going to go after it and work towards a victory.
All right. As we know, President Obama is ramping up his campaign in New Hampshire by opening up field offices across the state. What will Mitt Romney do there?
Well, I think you can expect a similar effort on our part. We demonstrated that we can run a full-fledged aggressive campaign in the primary here, and the truth is we've never left. We have a really deep core team here that worked with us over the last year and a half to help deliver that really historic victory in January. So President Obama is clearly focusing his efforts on New Hampshire, and I think you can expect to see similar from us in the months ahead.
Last question. Is Mitt Romney's best argument in this campaign going to be the economic one? And specifically, is America better off today than it was 4 years ago?
Well, I think that is that's one of the seminal questions that will help drive this campaign. I mean, the truth is we have a really stark contrast for voters here in New Hampshire and around the country for this fall. You've got Governor Romney, who in the public sector, in the private sector, in the nonprofit sector, has been a leader, has been a job creator, has been someone who has balanced budgets, created jobs, and really, I think, been a dramatic entrepreneur and job creator and reformer. And in President Obama, we've got someone who's never worked in the private sector. And in 3.5 years, we've seen bigger government, bigger spending. And, so that's something I think for the voters really to take a close look at. And I think they're going to look at this and say, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago?
Jim Merrill, senior advisor for the Mitt Romney campaign in the battleground state, New Hampshire. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much.